Welcome back to the Average to Savage Show with Scaletti, a podcast that will help you overcome your limiting beliefs, setbacks, and fears to create the life you were destined to live. Welcome back, everybody. Oh, it's my favorite day of the week, Savage Saturday, and we get to talk about alter egos today. Please, if you wouldn't mind taking a second, if you like this episode, to subscribe to the podcast or leave a review. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, it means a lot. Also, Savage Adventure Camp, the next one coming up, October 10th to the 13th, New River Gorge, West Virginia. Check out my website, mattscaletti.com, for all the details. We're going to be whitewater rafting. We're going to be rock climbing, bridge climbing, zip lining, a bunch of fun stuff, and building a tighter community and showing you that you are not alone. You have people out there that want to push, that want to grow, that want to learn, and that want to learn your story and build lifelong friendships. Come on out, check it out. All right, let's get into alter egos. My question to you is, do you have an alter ego? And my guess is we all do. And all that means is, I'm not saying you're crazy and we have all these different whatever in our heads, but we tap into different versions of ourselves depending on what's going on, right? I want to share my alter egos. I feel like I have three of these different people in my head that come out at different times. And sometimes it switches back to back to back. And it's amazing how that can happen sometimes. So my three names for them, and you already know one of them, which is Savage, but the other names are Maddie. So I'll give you the story. When I was in high school, a girl that I think I had a crush on her in high school, she would call me Maddie, and I hated it. And she knew I hated it. And then I made sure that I acted like it didn't bother me, and then it slowly stalled out. But I hated it. Maddie. So Maddie, the version of me who is weak, who does not want to do the difficult things. The version of Maddie is when the alarm goes off at 4:30 in the morning, if Maddie tries to take over, it's this, Kyle, don't get up. It's 4:30 in the morning. Nobody's awake yet. This is stupid. You don't really want to get out of bed right now, do you? How nice would it be just to sleep for another 10 or 20 minutes? That's Maddie. Maddie's the one, and actually Maddie does come out for a split second almost every morning. Before I get into this cold plunge, Maddie definitely tries to take over. Don't get in. We're going to freeze. Do you really have to do this? Don't get into the cold plunge. One day off. I'm just asking for one day off, please. That's Maddie. Maddie's lazy. Maddie's the one that when I need to do something, work on a speech, Maddie comes in sometimes and goes, you don't need to work on the speech today. The speech isn't for a week. You could come up with something the night before and be fine giving this speech. That's Maddie. Go into the gym or starting to put my workout clothes on. Oh, I mean, you could take a day off. You don't really need to do this. I would bet as I'm describing this, we all have this version in our minds. That's Matt. Then the other version is probably who I am the most, which is just, I'd say Scaletti. I love when people call me my last name. It's just, I love my last name. I always have. So Scaletti is the fun-loving, silly, hardworking, just person that I normally walk around as. I'm going to say hello to a lot of people. I'm going to be playful. I'm going to ask you how your day is and have some deep conversations sometimes. That's the Scaletti version of myself. And then, as a lot of you know, for many of my content, there's this savage version of myself. And I would say it's almost like, as I think about this, the Maddie and the Savage probably click the quickest back and forth from like one extreme to the other. And I'm thinking about any sort of those stories I told you. When the alarm goes off, if Maddie tries to get in my head, oh, you don't have to get up this morning. Savage takes over and I immediately get out of bed. That Maddie version never lasts more than 1 second, because as soon as the alarm's up, I'm gone. That's it. I'm moving. And I love just boom, getting right out of bed. Normally on Sundays, I'll give myself a little bit of time, but 6 days a week, boom, alarm, 4:30, I'm up, let's go. The savage, and you can call this whatever you want to call it, but I highly suggest you come up with this alter ego, because it's almost like you're becoming somebody else for a little bit of time. And a lot of times it only takes 3 seconds of courage to completely shift something. But the savage is the unstoppable version of me that almost craves things to be worse, because then I want to prove that I can overcome it. The savage version is like, back in the day when I go running outside a lot, I would always wait to run outside until it was the nicest. The savage version, I look at the weather and I go, okay, if it's a Saturday and it's supposed to rain or snow or whatever from noon to 2, I'm going to wait to run until 12:30. Until I see, okay, it's starting to rain, let's go run. Because I want it to be worse. I want it to be more difficult. I know I can run when it's nice outside. I'm sure you can too if you're a runner. But when you're out there grinding and it's pouring down rain and people are driving by looking at you like, wow, what's he doing out there? I feel like I'm unstoppable. I feel like there's nobody else out here. I'm separating myself from everybody else. Not that I'm not big on comparing yourself to other people. I'm big on getting around people that are playing the game at a higher level than you so you can level up. Huge on that. Your army determines your apex, as you've heard me say. But I'm not big on comparing yourself to others. But I am big on even separating you from the former you. I want to get better every day. The old version of me would only run when it's sunny out. Now, I want it to be ugly outside, and I want to get out there and grind. That's the savage version. I'm going to do what I don't want to do, and I'm going to do it with massive amount of enthusiasm. That's the other kicker. People think that I'm up all the time, and I have all this energy. I do have a lot of energy. I have big energy, but there's a lot of times where I force it to happen. There's an old Dale Carnegie saying, I remember doing this, if you act enthusiastic, you will be enthusiastic. I force myself to be enthusiastic sometimes. And then what happens? Then you become enthusiastic. I'll share a story because my girlfriend saw this in action. She saw me go from Scaletti to Savage at this event. We did this 100K ultra marathon. It was about a month ago now as I released this recording. And we were probably 20-ish hours, 19 hours into this event, about 50 miles into the event. And we got to this aid station, and her and I were both, it's like 1:30 in the morning. We're both struggling a little bit. It's getting really cold. It's pouring down rain. It's in the 30s. It's like, oh, it's just, you're in the suck of this event. And we hadn't been saying much to each other for the last few miles anyways, just because it's hard, and it was muddy, and it was just muck and gunk and mud, and I can't believe neither one of us fell the whole time, which was shocking to me. But we get to this aid station, and I knew right out of this aid station you had to basically walk across this creek, but it got to almost waist deep, so it wasn't like you could just run across some rocks and maybe your shoe would get a little wet. You were going to submerge, and from the waist down, you're going to be soaked. And then you got to run another like 4 or 5 miles to get to the start finish line to finish the loop. So you know it's going to suck when you get in there. And that this savage version clicked. Like I said, all right, I'm cold. This sucks. But you know what? I'm flipping the switch. Bring it. Mother Nature, I want it to rain harder. I want this water to feel colder. I want to push through this. And you know what? Bring it on. I want more. Did I really want more? I mean, I don't know. But I said it with so much enthusiasm. And I'm like yelling now, as my girlfriend found out and others found out that we're out there. And I'm just like, come on, Mother Nature. Bring it on. Why do we want more? Because challenges build champions. If it was 70 out here and not raining and we didn't have to go through water, that doesn't build a champion. What builds a champion is when it sucks, is when it's horrible, when it's difficult, when you're feeling down, when you don't have a lot of energy, and you have to summon the energy from somewhere and pull out a version of you that you didn't even know existed. And that is the savage version. I don't care what you call this alter ego, but you, if you want to really level up in your life, create one. Here's the other thing with the savage alter ego. He doesn't fail. He doesn't care whatever happens. So the savage version is the one where I'll reach out to 10 different events to try to MC. 9 of them will say no. 1 says yes. Well, that's a huge win. I don't care how many times somebody says no to me. The savage version doesn't feel that, doesn't feel the emotion of no. He will keep going, keep hammering until I get so many yeses, my calendar's full. What's that version of you? I'm challenging you right now to come up with a name, come up with an alter ego for yourself that can absolutely make it through anything that life throws at you. And this whole version really occurred. It came in and out, but it started when my ex-wife asked me for a divorce a week or two before my first Ironman. So I went to this Ironman. It was the first event I went to by myself. And I just came off Achilles surgery. I didn't know what was going to happen. And I made it through the whole thing. And I basically shocked myself. And I came across the finish line by myself. And I looked around and I was like, I did it alone. I did it. And that was the savage version in me really starting to emerge. And I think we all have it. It's the matter of coming up with a name, tapping into it, figuring out how to draw that person out, because it can make you unstoppable. And it's not just running ultra marathons. It's not just doing Ironman. It's in sales. It's in your business. It's in after you have a tough day, you work all day. Then you come home and play with the kids. And you're like, I don't really want to play with the kids. The savage version is playing with the kids no matter what. You're going to pull that energy out from somewhere that you didn't even know you had. And you're going to play with your kids that night. What's your alter ego? Develop it. Work with it. Mesh around with it. And then see when you can pull it out. And just watch how incredible it is when you go all in with enthusiasm on this unstoppable alter ego that you create. Hope this adds a ton of value to you. I'm obsessed with this idea because I know it works. I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen at our adventure camps. I've done it in my own life consistently, and it can make you absolutely unstoppable in your mindset. Much love. Please leave a review for the podcast and subscribe if you wouldn't mind. It means so much to us. Thank you for listening. That also means so much. I love you all. And as always, stay savage. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe to the podcast and leave a comment if you enjoyed the show. To follow on social media, at Matt Scaletti on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and LinkedIn. Feel free to shoot me a message, reach out. I'd love to hear feedback, and wishing you an amazing rest of your week.